Well, it's you know, it was weird. Like, everyone, we were pretty convinced. I mean, pretty convinced. I don't even know if convinced is the right word. We were certain that the show was going to get picked up. And when it didn't, it got very, you know, oh, crap, now I need a job.
Oh.
So I've just been going in on theories and other, like, it's just been interesting. Very interesting. I never thought that I would be peddling myself for another TV show, but I guess I am.
You're kidding. The concept sounded so cool for that show.
It was. It was just, you know, I guess, you know, with Leno, they just don't have the amount of hours they used to have for dramatic shows for 1 hour drama. So,
because we need more reality TV. Uh-huh. Just saying.
I have no comments about anything that NBC is doing these days anymore.
That's you are a very wise person.
So, well, I, you know, today's enemy is tomorrow's savior, so you never know.
You never want to burn a bridge, ever.
No, unless it would be really fun to watch it go down. Sometimes you just got to burn those bridges for just the hell of it.
Fair enough.
So, I'm sorry if you can't hear me. I'm driving in my I have one of those convertible Land Rovers, and it's really loud. But Julie just reminded me, and I went, oh, shit, I've got a cocaine.
It's okay. It's completely okay. You're coming through just fine.
I was literally on my way somewhere, so I was like, I'll just call him now and scream into the phone.
That works for me. Hey, thanks for, you know, making the time for doing this after Starfest and everything.
No, of course I said I would, and it's not a big deal at all. I mean, especially because I'm unemployed. I really have nothing better to do.
It won't last. I just have this feeling.
We could do like a 24-hour what's Katie up to, like, interview. I'm just kidding.
Give you your own blog. You can just blog constantly.
Exactly. Yeah, the day that I have enough time to actually Twitter, I need to find something else to do with my career, actually.
That's a very helpful perspective.
Yeah, they're like, why don't you Twitter? Why don't you do this? And I'm like, I don't want anyone to know that much about me. Like, you know, I don't.
You want a private life? That's crazy talk.
Totally lie. I would be like, I am on the top of Mount Kilimanjaro right now. And with a baby on the back. And I had to carry a dead man all the way to the top. Like, I mean, I'd make up some random shit and be like, I'm swimming in the Indian Ocean. Like, people would be like, what? I saw you in Los Angeles yesterday.
People do that, actually.
Do they really? Like, make a complete, like, fabrication?
Oh, yeah. Brent Spiner does the same thing. He'll just write random shit all the time.
Because I think that's fantastic. Like, I could write random shit. That would be kind of fun.
You know, people are along for the ride on that, so yeah. But I understand. You want to be too busy for Twitter, which is a good thing.
Right, that's the point. Like, I can't imagine having that much time on my hands. So, plus I hate my BlackBerry anyway, so I don't know why I would want to actually have to use it more.
You know, my wife has threatened to throw my BlackBerry against the wall more times than I can count, so I understand.
Yeah, I still have AOL. Like, I mean, it's really bad. I got to move on. I got to put Spain here and figure something out.
Fair enough. So with the time off, did you get to see the new Star Trek flick?
No. You know, I'm going to wait till things... Wow, that car just totally cut someone off. I'm going to wait till it settles down a little bit, and then I'll go see it. Because I'm not a big fan of crowds. So, I don't want to go sit in a movie theater with someone right next to me that I don't know. So I usually go with people I know, and I put one on each side of me. I don't know why. I think it comes from, like, having to ride the school bus so much when I was a kid and, like, hating having to sit next to people.
I completely understand that. I think you'll dig it. I know you're, like, you, like, watched a lot when you were a kid, right?
Oh, yeah. I was obsessed with Star Trek.
You'll dig the crap out of it.
So, well, see, that's my thing, is that I know that I'm going to watch it, and I'm going to be like, you are not Captain Kirk. Like, I can't, you know, this is a Star Trek for a new generation. It's not, no pun intended.
It's all good.
this is not a Star Trek for our daddies. Like, and that's what we said about Battlestar Galactica. And so I understand what they did, and it makes perfect sense, but, you know. I have no idea. I'll probably love it just because I'm an adrenaline junkie. but I will wish for, you know, my old boys back.
So. You know, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. I'll just leave it that. I'm not going to hype anything up for you. That's just wrong to do.
You think I will?
I think you'll dig the crap out of it. The guy they got to replace DeForest Kelly pretty much does a spot on Bones. It's kind of disturbing just how good he is.
Really?
Yeah. It's just, yeah, hella good. So,
yeah, we'll see. I'll let you know.
Fair enough.
Sure. I'm sure what I'll do is my friend Kristen has this online movie rating. Like, they do movie reviews, and it's called The Schmoes Know. And they have celebrities come on and, like, do reviews of movies, and it's really funny. And so I'm sure they've done a very funny review of Star Trek.
Oh, there's plenty of fun to be had with it.
I can imagine. But it's going to make a shitload of money, so no one's going to be too sad about it.
No, there will be more.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me ask you, how was your time in Denver for the whole 3 hours you were there for the blizzard that we never get during that time of year?
It was good. I think I drank a lot of coffee. I slept very little on the plane. So I was like, you know, and I think I drank on the way home. To be honest, it's a complete blur.
It's okay. I've seen the feedback and everyone loves having you out.
I think it was a blur. I mean, I remember the actual event. I don't remember the flight home. Which
you were definitely drinking.
I think I was drinking. I don't remember. I'm doing this cleanse right now where I don't drink for 3 weeks. And I said to Trish Elfer the other day, I think I might have a problem. And she goes, if you have a problem, then we all have a problem. I was like, this is hard. Like, I want a glass of wine right now. So
see, a glass isn't bad once in a while.
Yeah, well, it happens when you're not working. You know, when you don't work, you come home and it's 5 o'clock and you have a glass of wine. But when you're working, you don't have time. So it's I need a job or I'm going to become an alcoholic.
So the word is out there. We need to get Katie a job.
Word is out. No, I'm flirting with danger.
So kidding. Yeah. Well, there's always V, right?
Yeah, there is a V. You said V, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no, V's awesome. I don't know if they got picked up or not, but my friend Jake produced it. So there is always V. I don't know if they need any characters on it. So.
Well, the upside is that I'm sure you've noticed that with the, like, the sci-fi crowd, like the hardcore junkies, we're all very, we're not only devoted, but we're very evangelical about the people we like. So have you noticed that coming through with you at all yet?
Yeah, there's like a website called Save Lost and Found, I guess.
Nice.
So, yeah, I thought it was pretty funny. But it's really, it's interesting because, like, as soon as people found out the show wasn't picked up, like, you know, you get like these random phone calls and they're like, we've got a part on this show and we need you to come in for it. So it's pretty interesting. I've gone in on a couple auditions to be on shows, so we'll see.
Cool.
It's definitely interesting though, from one day going to having your own show to the next day like going on to somebody else's. It's one of those amazingly helpful reality checks that we get oh so often in this business.
Fair enough.
You know, just in case I thought I was, you know, bigger than my britches, I'm now back down to reality.
Well, it also doesn't help. I mean, I just from talking to a couple of people who worked on this show, I mean, you kind of got spoiled with that show, just with the family atmosphere and everything.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. Like, Lost and Found. You mean Lost and Found or Battlestar?
Both. I don't know how Lost and Found was, so, you know, I'm all about hearing more about it.
Yeah, no, it's true. It's both of the shows were kind of like, you know, I mean, granted, you know, Lost and Found was a lot of work, and I kept calling my agent, like, halfway through going, you know, I like this whole hour drama thing, but I don't know if I want to be the lead because I'm exhausted. So, I mean, you know, I was sleeping 5 hours a night and going to work for, you know, I mean, it's exhausting. It's exhausting. And it's a lot of work. So, maybe I'm completely content to be number three on the call sheet. I don't know.
Well, not even that. So much being part of an ensemble takes a lot of pressure off you, I'm sure.
It takes so much off because on Battlestar, you know, we work maybe 3 days a week. I mean, if you work 5 days a week, it was your episode. It was nice. I gotta say, it was really nice. And then you go to it's good to God, like you're working in every single scene, every single day, and it's a lot of work.
Kind of a mixed blessing.
But it's a lot of work.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I have to ask you, I try not to ask everyone all the same questions everyone gets, but one thing that I haven't seen is, were there any actors or actresses that kind of influenced you to get into acting?
No, not really. I was an athlete when I was younger and I got hurt, and I kind of had to figure out something else that I could do that didn't require an education. Didn't require college because I was not too interested in going to another 4 years of college.
Absolutely.
It just wasn't for me. I was bored from the time I got there. And I wanted something that was challenging and was kind of this impossible task. Like my swimming career event, you know, like to be the best at something is difficult and challenging, and you know, that's kind of what I like about acting, is there's no ceiling to this. You can never be the best. You just keep working your butt off to try and get the next job, which is interesting. So I just decided to, I think I woke up one day and decided to be an actor. So
that's cool. Usually you hear about the this person just influenced me so much. It's just cool. Hey, you get into it, and hey, I like doing this. There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, no, I wasn't influenced by anyone. I just kind of gave it a crack. So.
Well, I on the behalf of a lot of people, thank you for making that choice.
it's been fun. You know, I mean, I think that was always my thing. If it's fun, I'll do it. Granted, it requires work, you know, and I've worked my ass off, but I've also always been lucky and had the opportunity. So it's been fun.
Cool. Well, I don't want to monopolize your time, because I really do appreciate you giving me a call.
Oh, of course, definitely. And I'm going over for but it actually worked out great because the radio in my car is broken, and so it gave me something to do on the way to the gym.
Oh, sweet. Well, then I'm glad I could be a diversion for you.
Yeah, exactly. It was kind of nice. I'm driving by this mailbox right now. It's the same mailbox that feels so bad for these people that get hit every weekend. And it's funny because they always have a new mailbox every Monday. And they have it. Their mailbox is all, like, twisted. Like, I don't even know how the poor mailman gets the mail in there. It's awesome. It's just very fascinating that people hit that mailbox every single weekend.
It's probably become a rite of passage now.
Oh, I'm sure it is now. At this point, they're like, who can hit the black mailbox on Sunset Boulevard? Woo-hoo!
Wow. So there's not enough to do out in L.A. right now. Is that what you're saying, pretty much?
It's, you know... I need to ride my motorcycle more. And Trisha, her back is hurting her, so she can't ride right now. I'm all alone and very sick. My mom's coming to town tomorrow because my boyfriend's leaving for Cannes. So
you don't get to go?
No, because we thought I was going to be working.
Oh, crap.
We didn't get me a ticket, and he just scheduled it all around business. And had I been able to come, he would have changed up the trip a little bit more. But I've never been. But I'm always working, and so it's one of those things. But Trisha and I think are going to we're going to Monaco.
Nice.
For the it's a film festival. It's in Monaco, but anyway, it's it'll be interesting. So we might do that because now we're both not working.
Well, there are worse ways to spend your downtime. That's for sure.
Seriously, I know, right? I've never been there. But I'm pretty excited.
Yeah, that should
be fun.
Pretty tight. Just don't lose all your money.
Right, right. Exactly. And I'm going to Mexico to get the swine flu.
There you go. Well, because you haven't lived until you've done that.
Well, please, it's just the flu. Like, I'm not worried, you know? I mean, it's, I think that I think that we in the United States and the media tend to blow things out of proportion. And I think that the swine flu is literally just the flu. What they don't tell you is that the regular flu kills thousands of people every year.
I think it's 15,000, so, yeah.
So, I mean, the swine flu in relation to the regular flu, I don't know what the, you know, the percentages and the comparison is right now, but, you know, I think it's pretty much just the flu.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, if we've had two people die, which, you know, compared to the 15,000, not so much.
Not so much, right? I mean, granted, it's only been, what, 2 weeks. You know, it could be on pace to see what the regular flu is, but seriously. And then you got to call it the swine flu, like it's all scary and crazy. Like, you can't call it the bunny flu, you know? people would be like, oh, it's just a bunny flu. You're fine. You're fine. It's like the little bunnies. You're okay.
You're going to slaughter thousands of bunnies. Flu.
Right. Come here, bunny. Like, he's so sad. But seriously, you know, call it something nice.
The hummingbird
flu. Candy bunny flu.
Exactly.
So, anyway. So, I'll go to Mexico and get the swine flu.
Well, you know, you got to do something new and different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Sweet. Well, thank you so much for giving me a call, Katie.
Of course, it's my pleasure. And if I get a job and you find out about it, we should set up another interview.
Absolutely. Well, take it easy. Good luck.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. See ya.